I'm here now with two of the members representing our charity of the week this week, Manx Carriage Driving for the Disabled. We've got Margot and Liz with us, and we've been hearing a bit about the background of the charity. But one of the things that was mentioned, Liz, I think you brought this up in particular, is that you're always on the lookout for volunteers. What makes a good volunteer for you guys for Carriage Driving for the Disabled?
Well, not necessarily anything to do with horses at all. They can, you know, any role whatsoever. It's varied. It could be meet and greet upstairs, welcoming the drivers and signing them in, fitting them with gloves and high visors and hats, of course. And also, there's the fundraising side of it. We are desperately looking for fundraising people to come along. And it's such good fun. We get in the gazebo, you're doing making candy floss, popcorn, just generally telling people what we do and what have you as well. So, yes, varied roles.
And do you have to give up much time to this, or is it a case of you just give whatever you can?
It's whatever time each individual can give, really. I mean, a lot of us are volunteers are retired, but we always welcome young people, you know, to carry on the good work that we're doing in, you know, in future times. So
the carriages are remarkable, aren't they? Because the great thing about them is that they're also wheelchair friendly.
Absolutely, Christy. Yeah, our carriages are specifically built for RDA, so they are RDA approved. Ramps, and we ratcheted them in at the back, and everybody's safe, secure, put in. They're sturdy, they're sporty too. So, you know, people, especially the younger people, I have to say, they like to sort of see like these little sporty models that we have, and it just adds to the picture and the enjoyment. Yes, so specifically built.
And actually, one way of getting a really good idea about the carriages and also what it's like for those who get to actually take part in these activities is you're going to be at the shows again, aren't you?
We are, Christy, yes. If I can give a big shout out, if I may, to the Southern Show in particular. The Southern Show have been allowing us to do Manx Carriage Driving for Disabled demonstration, whereby our team and the ponies in the main ring Sunday about 11 a.m. will give a demonstration of our loading and unloading of wheelchairs, so individuals can see how safe it is and how secure it is. If anybody's sitting, you know, at this moment in time thinking, well, I would love to have a go at that, but, you know, maybe I can't get my wheels up there. Yes, you can, and yes, we can. So, yes, we'll be at the shows doing demonstrations, and a couple of our drivers are MCD4D ambassadors. So these are young folk that have come to us, learned to drive, they're doing their proficiency tests, they're, you know, progressing through the carriage driving, and they're going to tell their story, Christy, how they become involved, and I'm hoping the difference it's made for them. In a positive way.
Sure that will really come across. And one thing we haven't mentioned yet, though, Liz, is the ponies themselves. They're pretty special, aren't they, all your horses?
They are indeed. We've got Teddy still at the moment on loan. He belongs to Suzanne Colquitt. And he's a lovely boy. He knows what he's doing. He enjoys each individual, doesn't he, really, Margot?
He knows his job.
Yes. And then we've got Miss Fluff, which is Margot's own pony. So she's kindly loaned her pony to the charity. So she started off through the COVID of doing grooming sessions. We assessed her through video with the assessor in the UK. So she was doing grooming, and we introduced proficiency tests for some of the drivers. And then she's ventured on to actually doing driving now herself. So, yes. And we do have a new horse.
Yes, we do.
Just arrived on the island last week.
Yes.
All the way from Normandy.
In France.
Yes.
Normandy Cobb.
Yeah.
So she'll be in training when she gets to us. She's in isolation at this moment in time. But next Wednesday, she comes back to us and she'll start her RDA training.
Yeah.
And it could take a few months. It may take 6 months, but yeah, she's a little bit bigger than what we've had before, so she's got more pulling power.
Oh, fantastic. And one thing we were talking to the Riding for the Disabled team about last week, Margot, is the fact that the ponies, the horses themselves, there's something a bit special about a relationship between a horse, isn't there, and a human. And I'm sure that the people that attend Manx Carriage Driving really get a lot out of that.
Oh, absolutely, Christy. If I can just say that a lovely shout out. Last week, we had some school children with us. One particular young lady came, and the minute she came into the arena, the indoor, and she said, can I call her Twinkle Toes, please? You can call her what you like, my lovely, because that was her, you know, she wanted her to be called Twinkle Toes, and today she was Twinkle Toes. And we always finished the session by asking the young people, lads and lasses, to go down and go and say hello and thank you to the pony. And they love that too. You know, so yes, the smiles say it all, Christy.
It's a bit special, it really is. Yes. Well, Liz, just remind people then how they can find out about more about the charity, but also where you meet, how you meet, and how people might actually be able to get involved themselves.
Well, initially they can contact me on 322-431, the charity phone. I'll answer any time. And then we all meet at Ballyvarton. Out at Sandon, Ballyvarton Equestrian Centre.
Yeah.
And we go upstairs and we have a cup of coffee and a biscuit and socialise before the session. Yeah, and we have the Facebook page as well. And they can see lots of photographs of what we do on the webpage.
And so can people come and watch if they want to just get an idea
first? Yes, definitely. Yes, yes.
So what days and times are you likely to be there?
We operate mostly on a Friday, 1 till 3. We occasionally try to do a Sunday when Ballyvarton can fit us in, you know, due to their competitions and what have you. But mainly a Friday, 1 till 3.
Lovely. And remind us the Facebook and website then, Margot.
OK, well, it's mcd4d.org. That's us.